You are listening to IEEE Talk Software Process, where experts interview experts. I'm Scott Roy Smith, your host here at the IEEE Computer Society Studios in gorgeous Southern California. Right up front, I want to give you a warning. This is only for software professionals who need mission-critical, proven, and in-depth implementation of software quality, measurement, risk management, and Lean Six Sigma. The content of this podcast is peer-reviewed for accuracy, so you can count on results. Just add water and apply according to directions. So if you're ready, let's dig in. Today, our two experts are returning from the first episode of this podcast. They are IEEE Computer Society authors John W. Walls and Susan Cathy Land. They're joining us by a conference call, and this time Cathy will interview John about managing software risk by implementing IEEE standards. Together, Cathy and John have written several books on software engineering, software process improvement, and how to apply software engineering and standardization to real-world programs. We've introduced them before and put both of their bios on the website, but I'd like to briefly introduce them here in the event you missed that. John Walls has had a 30-year career at Lucent and AT&T, which was highlighted by customer-focused and dynamic results-oriented management and over 20 years of management coaching experience. John is the current Vice President for the Standards Activities Board. Welcome to the call, John.
Thank you, Scott.
Also on the call, Cathy Land has an impressive background spanning more than 20 years of industry experience in this field. She is a former Vice President of the IEEE Computer Society Standards Activities Board and now serves as President-elect for the Board of Governors. Cathy, welcome to the call, and please take it away.
All right, thanks, Scott. So, John, it's so great to have you here today. Can you start by telling us what the problem is?
Sure, Cathy. Well, both the management of the software engineering organization and their customers want project commitments to be kept with few surprises during the delivery and the software product lifecycle. Sometimes communications about the risk are obscure across the project staff or with the customer. This can result in short-term or reactive decisions without understanding the project-wide impact. Complicating the risk concerns for both upper management and their customers is that software products are not tangible like hardware products are.
So what is the solution to these problems?
The science of risk management should be applied to software engineering so risk can be better understood, communicated, monitored, and managed for best results to all parties. The software engineering standards can be a help.
Well, so who should worry about these risks?
Everybody plays a role. All levels of management and technical staff need to worry about risk. The preparation and management for risk is a preventive activity to avoid defects and waste. And while project deadlines may encourage software engineers to engage in quick and visible production, the lack of project and organizational risk management will result in poor communications on the measurement data and important decisions for the resulting consequences.
Well, John, why worry about others' problems when I have so much work to do?
While your workplace and process area have been defined for minimal risk, your organization and project will have to prepare for specific risk and needs your involvement to plan, detect, and address risk. As the risk management is a preventive activity to avoid defects and waste, thus your investment has some benefits. The teamwork rather than your individual heroic effort is key to risk management. Now, under some circumstances, your customer needs early warnings to mitigate your deliverable product shortcomings or risk. In other circumstances, your management needs to change priorities and resources so your agile work activities will better fit with revised project plans.
So what's the difference between software risk management and organizational risk management?
The purpose of risk management is to identify potential management and technical problems before they occur so that actions can be taken to reduce or eliminate the probability or the impact of these problems should they occur. Mature organizations will employ risk management at several levels in the enterprise, the organizational level, the process level, and the project. Development and maintenance of the software engineering product has a set of unique risks that are unique from hardware and systems development, such as software requirements churn. Systems commonly go through reissues with only a software version changing. In extreme cases, patients have died due to a lack of software risk management.
So, John, what are the standards that are associated with risk management?
Well, there are many. There are several software development organizations that have standards covering risk management for technical projects. These include the Software Engineering Institute, or SEI, the Project Management Institute, or PMI, the International Council on Systems Engineering, or INCOSE, and International Standards Organization, ISO, and, of course, IEEE. ISO has defined the risk management vocabulary in guide number 73 for both organization and project levels, and this guide is positioned to be used by other standards developers. The financial experts in COSO have developed a guidance on corporate or enterprise level risk management, and PMI has the popular guide to project management body of knowledge, commonly called PMBOK or IEEE standard 1490, which has a project management knowledge area on risk management and dedicates an entire chapter to the definition, analysis, and appropriate response to associated project risk. INCOSE has the Systems Engineering Handbook, which includes a risk management plan for systems engineering development. And SCI has the CMMI Integrated for Development, which has a process area for risk management. And this is required for maturity level 3 organizations. This risk management process has a purpose to identify potential problems before they occur so that risk handling activities may be planned and invoked as needed across the life of the project or product to mitigate adverse impacts on achieving objectives. Other CMMI process areas such as project planning and project monitoring and control have specific practices dealing with project risk.
Okay, so what are the IEEE standards involved in risk management?
Besides the IEEE standard 1490 standard supporting PMBOK, as mentioned earlier, there's an IEEE standard 16326, and that was formerly IEEE 1058. The standard for software project management plans. And it has elements of a project management plan in Section 7, which includes the risk management planning. The mother of all standards is IEEE Standard 12207, the software lifecycle processes, which defines all the software engineering processes, including the management process, which manages the project risk. Next year, it'll be revised to IEEE 12207, which upgrades and defines risk management as a separate process to identify, analyze, treat, and monitor risk continually. And there are 6 risk management steps: planning, profile management, analysis, treatment, monitoring, and the final evaluation of the risk management process. The IEEE 12207 references a new IEEE 16085 standard on software and systems engineering lifecycle processes for risk management, and this provides both the requirement details and further guidance. IEEE 16085 was jointly developed with ISO and IEC, as IEEE contributed its standard 1540, the software lifecycle processes for risk management, and the IEEE 16085 fits into your engineering lifecycle processes, which conform to IEEE 12207.
Okay, thanks, John. So why conform to risk management, you know, such as IEEE 16085.
Investing in risk management has a good return for your critical customers and concern management. One of the many reasons is well-meeting and competent software engineering's finished projects with unplanned severe problems and are deemed to be unsuccessful. To avoid these severe problems, many people confuse risk management with the reactive corrective action or simple root cause analysis or follow-up for additional corrective action. The demonstration of risk management conformance to your project's key stakeholders requires a standard, such as the IEEE 16085. As an organization or project may claim risk management conformance by implementing the risk management process demonstrated through plans and performance in the activities and tasks of IEEE 16085, Clause 5, the risk management in the lifecycle requirements. Your participation on the team effort for risk management will give confidence to your project's key stakeholders that the most likely problems have been planned for, some were detected, and those were addressed or acknowledged.
Where do I start with IEEE 16085?
Well, the project-level risk management is most effective when used with the organizational risk management processes and integrated with the measurement process. IEEE 16085 Clause 5 requirements is 10 pages long, containing 53 shalls that need to be addressed, and defines 6 activities. The first is plan and implement risk management, then manage the project risk profile, followed by performing the risk analysis, followed by performing the risk monitoring, followed by risk treatment, and evaluation of the risk management process. IEEE 1685 processes, activities, and tasks causes documents and records or artifacts to be created. The 16085 provides a wealth of guidance such as flowcharts and document templates.
Well, John, what risk artifacts would I need for my process?
Well, several IEEE software engineering standards call out for the creation of general documents and records which include risk. These include planning documents such as the software project management plan, the software quality assurance plan, and the test plans for software, systems, and systems integration. These artifacts are subject to both management reviews and audits. The IEEE 1685 risk management standard calls out for three specific risk artifacts, which have document templates in the standards annexes. And these three are the risk management plan, the risk action request, and the risk treatment plan.
Well, thanks. That helps a lot. So how do I help in building the risk management plan?
If risk management is managed at the organizational level, then the document templates, roles, and rules already exist for the project. Otherwise, IEEE 1685 Informative Annex A, the risk management plan, provides a document template, and this information could belong in the project plan or kept separately.
Well, one thing I've always wondered is, why do I have to submit a risk action request?
Well, sadly, most plans only provide an education for the project planner and lie on the bookshelf getting dusty. An important artifact that shows usage is the risk action request, such as the template in IEEE 16085 Annex B, the risk action request. This request has the recommended treatment alternatives and supporting information for one or more project risks deemed to be above a certain risk threshold. This is where the project or the organizational personnel can help you avoid a serious problem.
Okay, so I understand that's clear now, but where do I get help in building my risk treatment plan?
Either you or your project management or the organizational management will create risk treatment plans for unacceptable risks that require treatment. The IEEE 16085 Informative Annex C Risk Treatment Plan contains the document template. Another help is the risk taxonomy examples and risk taxonomy questionnaire outline developed by the SCI technical reports.
Oh, okay. All right, so how does IEEE 16085 help management pass their ISO 9001 audit?
The ISO 9001 quality manual requires project control processes, which include risk management processes and records. As mentioned above, a common weakness of ISO 9001 conformance is in the clause 8.5.3, preventive actions, as this is commonly misunderstood as correcting problems. Demonstrated risk management activities and artifacts conforming to IEEE 16085 will help the organization conform to ISO 9001.
Okay, so 16085 helps a lot, but why doesn't it give me all the answers for my process?
Well, international standards are terse for a wide applicability across large and small organizations using any technologies. IEEE 16085 does not provide detailed risk management techniques, but instead focuses on defining a process for risk management in which any of several techniques may be applied. Your organization and project need to tailor the standard to your unique knowledge domain, organizational structure, organization maturity, customers and suppliers relationships. After every project, lessons learned should be captured and the risk management process improvements concerned. Your organization works within one or more technical domains, has acquired and trained staff for particular roles. Naturally, there's going to be a gap in detail. Closing this gap includes training and knowledge management. The knowledge can be acquired from books, articles, and detailed process standards. IEEE has a suite of software engineering process standards that will be useful to your process engineer and to you for further training. This podcast and others from IEEE Computer Society are to help you find answers to your questions.
Well, thank you, John. That's been very helpful.
Thank you, John Walls and Kathy Land, for addressing the use of IEEE standards to manage software risk.
You're welcome.
You've touched on some important areas that are covered in depth in some publications that I'd like to point out to our listeners. These are listed in the show notes on the website and email newsletter, but I'll mention a few here to start with. The first two are IEEE Computer Society ReadyNote guidebooks. One is titled IEEE Software Engineering Standard Support for the CMMI Project Planning Process Area. And that one was written by Kathy. The other is IEEE Software Engineering Standard Support for ISO 9001, Getting Your Organization Started. Both Kathy and John wrote this one. These ready notes can be found at www.computer.org/readynotes. There are also some very useful books available through John Wiley and IEEE Computer Society Press. They'll also be found on Amazon.com. One is entitled Jumpstart CMM/CMMI Software Process Improvement Using IEEE Software Engineering Standards. Other books come from the Practical Support series. For example, Practical Support for CMMI-SW Software Project Documentation Using IEEE Software Engineering Standards. Another, Practical Support for ISO 9001 Software Project Documentation Using IEEE Software Engineering Standards. And there's a new title coming in June of 2008. That one's called Practical Support for Lean Six Sigma Software Process Documentation Using IEEE Software Engineering Standards. Well, that about wraps it up for this episode of IEEE Talk Software Process. Thanks for listening. We'd like to hear from you. Please email podcasts@computer.org to give us your comments and feedback, or visit us at computer.org/podcasts. Until next time, this is Scott Roy Smith saying, may your advancement be manifest.